Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Mike Nardini. Mr. Nardini, we had a big city council meeting last night. Would you like to discuss some of the matters that happened?
Well, yes, Tyler. First and foremost, thank you for having me here. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you folks and talk about city affairs. And as far as items on the agenda last night, there were a few items that the listeners would find interesting. First and foremost, last night, the city council approved a voluntary annexation petition from Vermeer Corporation for the annexation territory for the Early Learning Center that is currently in the process of development. The annexation was just shut, just right around 38 acres, and it's important to note from the city's perspective, as far as the territory that we are talking about for the annexation, it is in Mahaska County, so 38 acres into Mahaska County, and now the city is formally operating in two counties, both Marion County and Mahaska County as a part of the annexation. And the area that we are talking about is directly east of the Vermeer Global Pavilion that council approved last night. And once again, it was right around 35 acres, which about 2.5 acres of road right-of-way as well. So when we look at it, Tyler, and the county line road, that once you get up by Vermeer Manufacturing, that's 100% now within the city limits. It's important for the listeners to understand that. And second of all, as far as the processes involved with the Learning Center, we're currently in the site plan process and the development stages for the Early Learning Center. So the annexation is closely tied to the project, but from the city's standpoint, it's a rather significant event. It's our first annexation in the Mahaska County, and now we have a footprint in two counties, both Marion and Mahaska County.
So that's obviously a big thing for the city of Pella to then be involved in the two counties.
Yes, Tyler. We're one of the handful of cities across Iowa that operates in multiple counties. And so with that, and the good news is for the city of Pella, we are growing. The city boundaries are continuing to expand. And I want to stress to the listeners, over the last 10 years, we've been rather successful in annexing territory into the city limits. It's all been 100% on a voluntary basis. So that's always a good thing. And the bottom line is we're growing, and that's a positive for the community.
Last night at the city council meeting, some electric utility easements were discussed. Would you care to touch on those?
Yes, Tyler. The city council granted a utility easement to Missouri River Energy Services. And to get the listeners up to speed and those that may be aware of Missouri River Energy Services, for the listeners, Missouri River Energy Services is the city's power supply provider. Missouri River is made up of 61 municipalities based in membership, 61 municipal electric utilities in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. City of Pella is its newest member, 61st member. And the good news about the project is we provided an easement for Missouri River, and the purpose of the easement was to connect the transmission line from the proposed Lake Red Rock hydroelectric facility to the city's West Diesel substation. So that is the substation, electrical substation, that is located out on the city's diesel generating plant out on Washington Street. So with conveyance of the easement, what that allows Missouri River Energy Services to do is to build their 69 kV transmission line from the Lake Red Rock Hydro facility to the West Diesel substation. It will directly interconnect in the city's electrical distribution system. And that's significant in two fronts, Tyler. First and foremost, the hydroelectric facility is a very important project for not only our community, but for our region. First, from an economic development standpoint, we believe there will be a significant economic impact with the construction of the plant. It's roughly a $260 million construction cost or proposed construction cost for the plant. Second of all, by connecting directly with the city's electrical distribution system, we believe that that will be a significant increase in reliability for our region. And the reason is, Tyler, is we are connected to Mid-American Energy, and we're also connected to the Pella Electric Cooperative Association as well. So by connecting a large generation source such as the Lake Red Rock hydroelectric facility, which is capable of supplying power to 18,000 homes and businesses directly to our system, and with our system connected to Mid-American Energy and also Pella Electric Cooperative Association, everybody's reliability in the area should be improved as a result of the generation facility. And last night was really the first formal step that we've taken as far as the hydroelectric facility. By granting the easement, now we can commence transmission work on the transmission line for that. We anticipate that should be starting later this year in 2013 and extend into 2014 as well. And once again, to get the listeners up to speed, as far as construction on the plant, tentatively it is scheduled to begin in 2014.
Last night there were some questions about the regional airport. If you'd like to please get us up to speed on what's going on with that.
Well, Tyler, I'm sure we'd be happy to get you up to speed on the regional airport. And it's important for listeners to understand when we talk about the proposed regional airport, what we have is a partnership agreement between Mahaska County, the City of Oskaloosa, and the City of Pella to construct a regional airport. I want to stress to the listeners that we're currently in the process of conducting a federal study for the regional airport. Study process is very in-depth. And the very first part with the study process is to identify a site. Now, the board that is managing the project for the three entities is currently in the process of evaluating three proposed sites. They will be hopefully selecting a primary and an alternate site this Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the George Daley Auditorium in the city of Oskaloosa. Now, as far as the questions were concerned last night, a couple of key points to keep in mind. One of the questions that we had was on behalf of business and industry within the community, and specifically there was a letter of support received from the Pella Area Development Corporation, Tyler, on behalf of industry, stressing the need for a Category C airport, a regional airport in that area to support business and industry. And it's important to note for the listeners, when we talk about the need for Category C aircraft, aviation access is very important to employers to have the Category C access. With that, typically when you talk about Category C flights, you're talking about jet planes as opposed to propeller planes, and that's very important for those manufacturers in the area that need to access both coasts. And so that's kind of the driving need for the project. When we look at the Pella Municipal Airport, we've done several studies on upgrading our airport to meet Category C standards, and it doesn't appear that it's economically feasible to do that. And that's what's led us on with the regional airport and what's being proposed to construct a regional airport to support business and industry in this area. I want to stress to the listeners, we're in the process of conducting a federal transportation study, Tyler. We're in the initial process. There'll be a significant more information coming out on the project as well. And the key point to take away is there's a process, and the process needs to be conducted, and there's lots of concerns, and we have lots of opportunity to vet and address the concerns that have been raised with the project and some of the questions that we received last night. But from a support standpoint, we received a letter on behalf from the Pella Area Development Corporation, which simply reiterated the fact that 60% of all net income in Marion County is generated by manufacturing firms, and roughly 52% of all jobs in Marion County are attributed to manufacturing as well. So from a business and industry standpoint, aviation access is very key. And likewise, there is also concern stated by property owners in some of the proposed sites too, as far as the process and what's involved with the process from this point forward to get answer those questions. Hopefully, once a site is selected by the South Central Regional Airport Agency, there'll be approximately 2 years of conducting studies for the Federal Aviation Administration. Those studies will involve a master plan for the new regional airport, which will address both the financial and the long-term plans for the airport as far as a development standpoint. In addition, there will be an environmental process that is a rather lengthy process, Tyler, that will take about 18 months to complete. And during the environmental process, we deal with several issues that property owners will be concerned with. So I want to stress to the listeners, there will be ample opportunity to voice both support and concerns for the project. And we're really just in the initial steps for the transportation project, so there will be significantly more information to come on this project in the future.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Tyler, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.